Hey friends, thanks so much for joining us today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. We're so glad to have you with us. And today, Rick continues in his series called Transform. Together, we'll dive into God's Word and discover powerful principles that can truly change our lives from the inside out. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, and vocationally. You'll experience how God's truth brings real transformation to every part of your life. So excited to hear what Rick has to say today in part one of a message called How to Deal with How You Feel.
We've been looking during 50 Days of Transformation, first at spiritual health and then at physical health. Last week we looked at mental health, and this week I want us to look at emotional health, and that is how to deal with how you feel. Last week we talked about how to manage your mind, your thoughts, and this week I want us to look at what the Bible says about how to manage your emotions, how to deal with how you feel. Mark 12, 29 and 30, Jesus says this, "The most important commandment is this, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength." Do you hear the emotion in these words of Jesus? Jesus is saying, I don't want you to just kind of love me. I don't want you kind of love God. I want you to love God passionately with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. God wants an emotional relationship with you. He doesn't want a head knowledge. Yeah, I know Jesus. I know God, blah, 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 blah. I want an emotional, passionate relationship that is full of feelings. Now, let me give you some facts about your emotions before we get into this. First, God has emotions. Many people don't realize this. God has feelings. God is an emotional God. God feels joy. He feels grief. He feels pain. He feels hatred towards sin. He has frustration with the people around him, just like you do. And God has emotions. The only reason you have emotions is because you're made in God's image. If God wasn't an emotional God, you wouldn't have any emotions. If God wasn't a God of love, there would be no love on this planet. God is love. God created romance. God created emotions, created feelings. So God is an emotional God. Number two, my ability to feel is a gift from God. Your emotions are a gift from God. Now, they may not always seem that way, but even the negative ones have a role in your life. Emotions are a great asset. They're the one thing that make you human. If you didn't have emotion, you'd be a robot. You wouldn't be a human being. It is your emotional ability that allows you to love and create and to be faithful and loyal and kind and generous and all of the emotions that are attached to the good things in life. One of the most astounding verses in the Bible is Genesis 1:26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." And as I said, the only reason you have emotions is because God gave them to you and you were made in his image. Now, number three, there are two extremes that you need to avoid in dealing with emotions. And one is called emotionalism and the other is called stoicism. Let me explain these to you. Emotionalism means all that matters is how I feel. Emotionalism is the extreme of saying, the only thing that matters in life is how I feel. Doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what's right or wrong, doesn't matter what's popular or unpopular, good or bad. What only matters is do what you feel. And if it feels good, do it. And that extreme of emotionalism means everything I do in life is based on my emotions. They control my life, they dominate my life, they run my life, and I'm a very emotional person. Then stoicism is the exact opposite, and it basically says feelings aren't important at all. Feelings are not important at all. The only thing that matters is your intellect and your will, your volition and your intelligence. And so the Stoics said, you know, emotions are not a part of life. Feelings really don't matter. Now, it's really funny because Stoics often marry emotional people. And emotional people often marry Stoics. And typically, often in a marriage, you have one who's a stuffer and one who's a gusher. Okay? Stuffers and gushers marry. Now, stuffers always get frustrated with gushers because they think they're too emotional. And gushers always get madder with stuffers because they think they're too uptight and, closed down and shut down. Stuffers think you really shouldn't be sharing your emotions, and gushers think if you're not sharing your emotions, you're not being authentic. Okay. Actually, both of these are extreme positions. And the happy medium is where you really want to be. It's not emotionalism or stoicism. It's interesting. There are entire Christian denominations built on these two approaches to emotions. You probably know some Christians who have decided that it doesn't really matter how you feel. The only thing that matters is the truth of the Word of God. And they downplay emotion. They say, you know what? That's like the caboose. The train can run with or without the emotion. It's not important. Well, that's not right. That's not right. God gave you your emotions for a reason. And God wants you to worship Him emotionally. He wants you to feel it. In fact, God complains in the Scripture many times about you're just worshiping with your lips, but not with your emotion, not with your heart. You don't really feel it. And by the way, the word emotion isn't used that often in the Bible, because instead the Bible uses the word passions or affections, or the number one term for emotions is heart. Heart is a symbol of love and emotions. And even today I say, I love you with all my heart. And of course in the Bible, this is the metaphor that the mind represents the intellect and the heart represents the emotions. We now know that those are actually two different circuit systems in your brain. And that your emotions have an amazing system as well as your thoughts do. And some things you just react emotionally without even thinking about it. But some Christians, they just say emotions aren't important. Then there are other Christians who say emotions are all that matters. And when they come to church, they're looking for an emotion. And when they worship, they want an ocean of emotion. And they want a quiver in the liver. And if I haven't been enraptured in a moment of worship, then I haven't worshiped. Well, that's wrong too. And a lot of people are actually seeking an emotion, not seeking God when they worship. And it becomes an idol too. So you can make your mind an idol and make doctrine and theology and intellectual an exercise of theology a God, or you can make your emotion and your experience a God. And both of those are wrong. Does that make sense? And so God gave you both a mind and an emotion, and they're both important to you. Now, number four, the Bible tells us that God gave us the book of Psalms in order to understand our emotions. And if you have a hard time with some emotions in your life, you need to spend a lot of time in the book of Psalms. Psalms has every emotion known to man in it, the good ones and the bad ones, the positive and the negative. You read some of those Psalms, you think, why is this chapter in the Bible? It's there to teach you about even those negative emotions. Because not all Psalms are about praise and thanksgiving. There are Psalms of anger. There are Psalms of complaining. There are songs of lament and sorrow. There are Psalms of arguing with God. Every emotion known to man is in the Psalms. And God is saying, all of these are legitimate. I gave these things to you. So we're going to look today at how to deal with how you feel. But what I want to do this weekend is do two things. Talk to you about why the Bible says it's important to learn how to manage your emotions. And that's a skill, and you can get good at it. Most people are not good at managing their emotions. They're not good at it at all, but you can. And if you do, you will have enormous advantages over the other people in your life if you know how to manage your emotions. It's the key to peace of mind, it's the key to success, and a lot of other things. Let's look at God's Word now and look at why first I need to learn to manage my emotions and then get into how do you do it, okay? So quickly, four important reasons why you need to learn to deal with what you feel. Number one, because my feelings are often unreliable. My feelings are often unreliable. They can lead you in the wrong direction. How many times have you thought, I know this is the right thing to do. I just feel it in my gut. And you do it, and it doesn't work out. Every one of us have done that. Your gut is often wrong. Your intuition is often flawed. Your emotions often lead you down a blind alley. You can't depend on everything you feel. Now, last week I said, you don't have to believe everything you think. And you don't have to accept everything you feel, because not everything you feel is right, not everything you feel is authentic, and not everything you feel is reality. Some of the things you feel about yourself are flat out dead wrong, and some of the things you feel about other people are dead wrong. You say, I'm sure this is the right direction, but it's not. So you need to manage your emotions. Proverbs 14:12 says this, there's a way that seems, circle seems, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. So your emotions are not infallible. Just because you feel it doesn't make it true. Our feelings are often wrong, and they often guide us in the wrong direction. Number two, I have to learn to manage my emotion because I don't want to be manipulated. And if you don't control your emotions, they will control you. And you will be manipulated by your moods. And if you're always guided by your feelings rather than by what's right, by your commitments, by the truth, if you're always guided by feelings, other people are going to take advantage of you. They're going to. They're going to take advantage of you. In fact, salesmen and advertisers are trained in how to stir up your emotions, because they know that if they can get you hooked emotionally, they're going to buy the product. And so the color of the packaging and the music in the commercial and the things that they say in the presentation are all designed to elicit emotional response. And if you make decisions like what you buy based on emotion, that's called impulse buying, you're going to buy stuff that you don't really need or want. Has anybody ever done this? Could I see your hands? Yeah, we all have. You know, we've all, you go, why in the world did I buy that? Because the guy got my emotions, and oh, I need to buy that. I really need that. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:28, I love this, the New American Bible, like an open city with no defenses is the man with no check on his feelings. If you have no check on your feelings, you have no governor, you have no moderator, you have no manager on your feelings, he says, you're like a city with no defenses. Let me show you this verse in another translation here on the screen. New Living Translation says this, a person without self-control is as defenseless as a city with broken down walls. Not only are you defenseless against the manipulation of other people, but you are defenseless to the manipulation by your old nature. We talked about that last week. And your old nature knows your moods, and it just whips you around, and it puts a mood in your life, and all of a sudden, you don't want to do what you need to do, what's right to do, what's healthy to do, what's good to do, because you are being manipulated by a mood. Worst of all, Satan's favorite tool, listen to this, Satan's favorite tool in your life is negative emotions. It's his favorite tool. He will use fear to whip you around. He will use resentment and jealousy and envy to whip you around. He'll use bitterness and worry and anxiety. He'll use shame to beat you up. Satan's favorite tool is to whip you around with negative emotions. If you don't know how to manage your emotions, you are helpless against Satan. You don't want to be manipulated, so you want to learn the skill we're going to look at this weekend, because he wreaks so much havoc in our lives emotionally. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, be self-controlled and alert. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If you don't have self-control, he will eat your lunch. That's what he's saying. Okay, number three. I need to manage my emotions because I want to please God. I don't want to just know that my feelings are unreliable, and I know that I don't want to be manipulated by other people or by my old nature or by the devil, but I also want to please God. And God cannot be God in my life if emotions are God in my life. God can't rule my life if my emotions rule my life. Jesus can't be Lord of my life if my emotions are my Lord of my life. If I make all my decisions simply based on how I feel, then I've made my feelings God. And then God can't be God. The Bible says in Romans 8:6-8, to be controlled by human nature results in death, but to be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And those who obey their old human nature cannot please God. Circle that. So you can't please God if your emotions dominate your life and they are running your life and your decisions are made based on how do I feel rather than what does God say. Finally, number four, the fourth reason I must manage my emotion is because I want to succeed in life. This is one of the number one predictors of success or failure in your life. Do you know how to manage your moods? Do you know how to deal with how you feel? Do you know how to control your emotions? If you don't learn how to do this, you will never be the success in life that God wants you to be or that you want to be. Study after study after study has shown that your EQ is more important than your IQ. That for success in business, emotional quotient is far more important than your intelligence quotient. Your IQ isn't nearly, a lot of people don't have a high IQ, are very successful in life, but they've got good smarts in dealing with their emotions. They've got good smarts in dealing with how they feel, and as a result, they're people. They know how to get along with others. We've all known people who live by their emotions and waste their life. They get up in the morning and say, what do I feel like doing today? Well, not much, so they don't do it much. And if you only deal with how you feel and you just go based on what you're feeling, you're not going to succeed in life. You're not going to make much of your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 5:23, people get lost. He's talking about in life. People get lost and they die because of their foolishness and their lack of self-control. How many people do you know who ruined a reputation because of their lack of self-control? How many people do you know who ruined a job opportunity because of something that happened on a stupid one-night party? And foolishness and party, and then all of a sudden, boom, there, you know, everything happened from an unwanted pregnancy to all kinds of different things. People get lost. People die. That's the opposite of living, because of their foolishness and lack of self-control. Now, when you give your heart to Jesus, that includes your emotions. So when you say, I gave my heart to Jesus, you gave your emotions to him to be managed by him, because the heart is the seat of your emotions. And Jesus wants to be a Lord of how you feel, not just what you think and what you do. He wants to be Lord of your emotions.
Such a great message by Rick today and every day. I sure hope you were just as encouraged as I was. And now here's Rick with an important message.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe. And listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed. And many people are saying that they've found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you, because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say, I am so grateful for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay, because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person has combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
You know, when you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. So please go to PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, go to PastorRick.com or just text the word HOPE to 70309. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.